What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no, Jimmy, I heard that! Misunderstood.
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Now, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
Hello, 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 and welcome to our weekly edition of the Bleacher Bums podcast. I'm half your co-host team, Jimbo, and to my
and
right
I'm
is the big
Jono.
The big man to my right
the
over
big
here.
Man. I'm the big man. I'm the real big man.
Yeah, you know, come on, why are you so sensitive with that?
I've been trying to lose weight.
And you look good, and you're strapping.
I'm strapping.
You're strapping, yes.
Strapping what?
No, you're just a strapping. Like, strapping's a good term.
He's a
People
big boy.
That.
He knows what he's saying. Well, what do you mean strapping?
You know, like,
get to the point.
Like,
well,
I amuse
what's the strapping
you.
Stuff?
I amuse you. Like, I amuse. No, seriously, strapping's a good term. People, when they say he's a strapping young man, that doesn't mean that they think he's a goofball. That means they think he's put together. He's strapping.
Okay, all right, whatever.
All right?
Whatever.
Wait.
I'll tell you who's strapping on some.
Who's that?
Work out there, and that is Boston Red Sox.
We're back on that again. Hey, before you go off on some tangent
all
about
right,
one of your teams
in,
or a diatribe,
in.
Let's make sure people know all about us. We are the Bleacher Bums, and of course you can learn all kinds of great stuff about us at bleacherbumspodcast.com. Love to communicate, and boy, we had a lot of communication going on over our last show, which we'll touch on that here in just a minute. But the best way to do that, at Bums Podcast is our Twitter handle. We love to kind of go back and forth with people on that, have a lot of fun with that. Facebook, best way to do it, just search for us, Bleacher Bums Podcast. But the simplest way is facebook.com/bleacherbumspodcast. And, of course, email. And this is you guys have really been communicating great with us as far as some of the topics that you want to talk about. And that's info@bleacherbumspodcast.com. Again, our latest topic was brought to us by you guys as listeners. And I was really interested to hear what everybody had to say about our take on it. And it's amazing how many people agree with us because I typically were wrong. The best thing to do, though, just subscribe to the show. That'll keep you up to date with kind of what we're doing. Just go to iTunes, Stitcher, or any major podcast outlet. Click subscribe. And as I always say, nobody likes a 5-star rating more than this guy to my right.
I love 5-star ratings. That's where I go to eat, too, by the way.
What
5-star ratings.
What would you do if you got a 3-star?
You know what? I would not order something real exotic on a 3-star. 3-star, I keep it simple.
Okay. All right. Well,
I keep it simple and on the seafood side.
You know who's 5-star, don't you? The Lineup Media Group. And we're very proud to be a part of the Lineup Media Group.
Yeah.
The show is done here in the Lineup Media Group studios. We're very proud to be a part of this great organization. LineupMediaGroup.com. I think if you check them out, you guys are going to find that there's all types of different entertainment when it comes to the podcast, whatever your flavor is. I think you're going to find it. We've been touting our guys, chasing pucks with Panger, of course, and, you know, down go the Blues last night. It was really... really sad.
Yeah, really sad.
But what a great run, and nobody
you
brought
tell
it.
The people what you called on that, Weasel?
I said they were going to lose.
Yeah, why would you say they're going to lose? And that's something I want to talk on the show here.
All right, well,
you're not
going
to sit next to me in the stand and
before,
talk this
hey,
crap.
Let's shameless plug before you get started here, and that's, hey, help us out. Go to bleacherbumspodcast.com, scroll down on the right, find the Amazon banner for all of you that like to do some internet shopping.
I'll tell you what, you can find everything, guys. From
you can buy anything on Amazon.
Baseball gloves to tees. I mean, for golf.
Tees?
Yeah, I bought tees.
Tees?
Tees.
I was thinking more, might save a few bucks on a television set or your workout equipment.
It's like Bernie Sanders. If everyone buys a tee, you know what? Don't be ashamed if you got to buy something for like $3, $4. Buy it.
Help the economy.
Yeah.
Help the economy.
Well, it helps us out too on Amazon. Yeah. Don't think, okay, it's only $3, $4. They're going to see something that it's a small number. Forget about it.
Order it.
You'll enjoy it and you'll give us a little plug. It doesn't matter.
So anyway, that's a little bit about who we are. And I got to tell you,
are
thank you.
Going back to the Blues now?
Hang on. Shout out, though.
All right.
I told you on the last show we were 4 followers away from 1,000 on Twitter, and we blew past that. So, hey, give yourselves a hand. Give yourselves a hand. Very, very happy about that. And keep them coming. Share our stuff for sure. We got a contest that we brought up on Monday. We're refining that thing out right now. We've decided to enhance a little bit. It's going to be even better than we talked about. We had a bunch of people say, hey, this sounds like a lot of fun. Got some suggestions. We're going to put together a top flight contest. So stay tuned for that. You want to go to the Blues, even though this is a baseball show, which I'm fine
with. No, it covers the whole thing about sports here.
All right,
okay.
What do you got?
And guys, this is a baseball show. I get it. But if, let's say, you're an Atlanta Braves fan or you're a Cincinnati fan out there, and you got no. Let's not use that. Let's say you're a Washington fan and you got a Mets fan. Are you gonna two Washington fans sitting at a Mets game? You're gonna say, "Oh, we're gonna lose."
That's not how it's.
You're gonna say that.
Listen, I'm honest.
What do you mean you're honest?
I don't want
you sitting next to me if you're going to do that crap.
I call it like I see it.
Now, folks, you're out there listening. Do you want someone sitting next to you saying we're going to lose? We're going to lose. There's no way we can beat this team. Why are you even sitting by me? I'm telling you right now, there's about 90% of people that agree with me. Only 10% would agree with your crap on that one.
Because I am scorned Blues fan. I mean, I have
But you're going to say we're going to lose.
I didn't say we were going to. I thought we were going to win until San Jose come out and dominated us, and we looked like
we said that whole day, Weasel, that we're going to lose this game.
I understand that.
You said if you were a betting man, you would want to bet on San Jose tonight.
So what you're saying is that as a betting man, that
no, I'm not talking
about
betting man.
Do you always bet on your Cowboys?
No.
Do you always bet on your Reds?
No, but I don't bet there.
Okay, are the Reds going to win today?
Where are they playing?
It doesn't matter. Are they going to win?
Yes, they are.
According to you, it should always be yes.
Well, they lost 10 in a row, so why not?
No. My point is that according to you...
I know.
Is that every day... You're wrong on this one. I love you. Love you like a brother, but
no,
you're wrong on this
I'm
one.
Telling you right now. Hey, Brian, you're our producer. If this is arbitration right now, if you're going to a game, do you want to go to a game with a guy sitting next to you saying, we're going to lose tonight. There's no way we can win.
No. Oh, okay. So what you want is a guy to go to the game with you and pat you on the ass and
tell you
everything's
going to
be okay.
Yeah, when we do something good out on the field, always have hope down to the last out of the game.
We got a new intern in here, Stone. Stone, you with me on this one? Give me a thumbs up. You with me on this one? You don't want it candy-coated, do you? Oh, my God. What
gotta
is
be candy coated.
You know
That's what America's all about, being candy coated.
What's wrong with kids today?
Look at that slide.
They've all been patted on their butt and told it's going to be okay.
Well, then don't come sit by me then if you're going to be like that.
No, listen, I love them. I love
it's
the
not,
Cardinals.
It's not about,
when they're playing
it's
bad,
not about
I'm
a certain team.
Bad.
I'm saying to you, it's your whole generalization of sports.
You don't
go to a sporting event and say our team's going to lose.
Now you're getting into. The fact that I'm a jinx. That's what you're getting into.
I'm not saying that. You're saying that you're a jinx because all you're doing is saying we're going to lose. Of course we're going to lose if you put a damn curse on us.
All right, so you want me to be more positive.
Positive. Positive. That's who I want in my foxhole. Right. Someone that's positive.
All right, let's turn this frown upside down and get positive.
You're telling me those players in Boston, they got your little behavior there, mister?
Right,
absolutely
you
not.
You know what? I'm with you on this. I'm going to turn this frown upside down. Where am I? And you know where I'm going to
We're going to start with the East.
No, you know where I'm going to start is my fantasy team. I think the fans need an update. They know that you and I are going head-to-head, mano a mano.
Right.
I wasn't feeling good when the week started. I thought, I'm going to lose. But
right.
guess what?
And you are going to lose.
Hang on. With your new approach that you've given me,
right.
I've changed it. So right now I'm thinking positive. Let me open up the score here. I was losing an hour ago. Hang on, folks. I was losing an hour
ago. You did not even care until this last hour.
I now have a positive frame of mind. Let me click on the O icon here. Oh, my God. I'm winning 6-4.
6-4, but listen, folks, it's
He's
all
right.
BS.
He's right. It's the positive mental. That's it. From now on, Mr. Positive, that's me.
All right, hang on to that thought.
All right, Mr. Positive.
Everyone should hang on to their thought of winning. That's all I'm saying
all
to
right.
you.
I'm going to.
All right, yeah.
All right, speaking
luck.
Of winning.
Good luck with that.
Speaking of winning, the Cubbies took
well, we
two or three from my Cardinals.
Off with a very top.
Well, it's because they beat my Cardinals. But no, you're fine. So where do you want to start? The American
Let's go
League
with
East.
The American League East
Nothing's
and work
changed.
Our way down.
Nothing's
again.
Changed.
No, they keep
winning.
No,
that is changed. Boston is now in first place.
Boston is in first. The Yankees have moved out of the cellar. Yep. Tampa Bay is now reached rock bottom.
Rock bottom. How are they rock bottom? They've at least
you
got...
You can't be 500 in that division, man.
Yeah, but the 500 would get it done in a lot of divisions.
Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere with that, especially when you got a Seattle team. Where are you going to get your wild card team?
Well,
that's where I was going with Seattle, but let's go to the American League Central.
Hey, Cleveland's on Chicago's heels.
I'm not buying it.
They got some guys there. They got some guys hitting. Brantley comes back.
What's wrong with my Abreu? I mean, I like what he's done the last couple of days, but Jesus Christ,
he
has a hit.
No MVP numbers for sure.
Yeah,
you paid a lot of money for him, too.
I got him for a good price.
Royals are over 500. Detroit finally to 500. Go to the West. This Texas is for real. Wow. Did you see the home run Mazzara hit last night?
Yeah, I did. But you're saying that they're going to overtake Seattle Cano? No way.
I was going to say that, but now I'm not because I have Cano.
I know you
have Cano. So my positive.
What do you think traded you, Cano?
You gave me the MVP probably of the American League.
Yeah, because this time last year, he's got 14 home runs now. This time last year, 14 home runs from this guy last year would have been till August.
Well, let me tell you something.
Till August, his 14th.
It takes a really wise and cunning of a GM to look at a guy and say, you know what? That guy's better than that, and I want him on my team. And I, as you like to put it, I want him in my foxhole.
Yeah. Hey, that was my batter that just did that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was Mercer.
Oh, that shouldn't even be a hit. That's a cheap
fly ball. That's a hit. I'm sorry to say that's a hit. If you don't like it, that's what fantasy's all about.
All right. Let's head to the National League because you know what? I got to get out of the West because I can't stand to see how bad Houston is any longer. Mets and Washington.
When did they fire that manager?
Oh.
I mean, honestly, you got something good going there. All of a sudden, you're back to being the old Houston Astros.
Young.
Yeah.
Growing pains.
Yeah.
People figure these guys out.
Big showdown this week, Washington and Mets. Washington
You know who's going to benefit
together.
From that, don't you?
No, they did already, didn't they?
Yeah, you know who benefits from that, don't you? Who's in third place only, I mean, sitting there to...
Washington held its own.
Yeah, but Philadelphia is only two games out now.
Okay, that's fine, but they're going to be around until All-Star break, but I think they'll definitely disappear. Who's disappeared now for the Mets, and we got to get our friend from New York back on here, is Harvey. He called Harvey as being right now having problems. He's got some sort of problem with him.
You think he's hurt?
I think he's hurt.
Sonny Gray style?
Well, you know what? Here's another thing. I could say that, but... Why has he talked to the manager and the velocity still there? What that's even more frightening and creepy that everything is there and you still can't get it done.
Don't you find it odd that every time I mean, and you and I went back and forth about this because I was giving you a little crap because the week you happened to play me, Sale gets.
Oh, I just stole
up.
A base, by the way.
That's a bunch of crap. That's an error.
No,
it's an error. Yeah,
that's not an error.
Yeah, it is.
This is not an error.
This is an error. Watch this. This is a – oh, yeah, that's an error. Yep.
That's not an error.
That's an error.
That's not an error. He did everything right. He could. Get out. We'll see that.
So anyway, I find it odd that every time a great pitcher gets blown up, everybody wants to talk about how he's hurt. And what is the first thing they talk about? They talk about his velocity. Well, his velocity's down. He must be hurt. Everything now comes around velocity. What happened to making pitches? And at the end of the day, is that why these guys are getting knocked around? Because if they can't fall back on their velocity, they can't pitch?
Well, that's a good call.
I mean, Greg Maddux, you know, nobody ever said, boy, his velocity's down.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. And obviously he wasn't hurt either, and he was dominant. But at the end of the day, I mean, his velocity wasn't up, and he wasn't hurt, and he seemed to do just fine. But these guys got to make pitches. And some of these guys.
Well, I really think the pitchers that throw hard – and they can't find that mark. They don't have on their whole resume all sorts of different pitchers coming in like a junk ball hitter.
Sure.
Or pitcher, I mean. So I think these guys don't last as long as the fastballers that have a curveball, a slider, Slider's mediocre.
Is that what makes Chapman so dominant? It's not. I mean, because, listen, what we've seen is we see guys like Trevor Rosenthal goes in and throws 98, and these guys knock him around a little bit. Two or three more miles an hour, now you're getting into, like, the stratosphere here. But the fact that, I mean, at any time he can throw that slider.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're right. Well, to your point, it's multiple pitches.
Yeah. Those guys that don't throw that hard, you're seeing them have a longer span, I think.
Well, and again, we're back to who makes pitches. I mean, you know, the Cubs staff, look how good Hamill's been. I mean, everybody talked about, you know, everybody obviously is talking about Arrieta. He got knocked around yesterday. Is he hurt?
You know, they didn't give me a steal on that.
Told you.
That's such a bullcrap, man.
What do you mean? It's an error. It's a wild pitch. It's an error.
On who?
On the pitcher.
On the pitcher.
He threw it in the dirt.
All right, man, whatever.
All right, so, hey, heading to the Central. Cubbies still leading the way. Pirates playing better baseball. There's my Cardinals.
Well, I tell you what, though, let's back it up here.
They're winning
Arrieta. Arrieta.
What do you want to talk about?
It was like Rocky IV with St. Louis Cardinals.
Hey.
He can be cut.
He's cut.
And I tell you what, they cut him.
The wrong guy. It's
Ivan Drago.
Yeah, Ivan Drago. See, he's not a man.
Yeah.
He's not a machine. He's a man.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what did the Cardinals show? That, hey, you know what? Forget all that.
And not only that, they took him deep.
Yeah.
You know, not in that band box they play in a real stadium. Took him deep. Piscotty, my guy, base hit off him.
They got four off him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting stat, though. We were watching the game, and the Cubs jumped on the Cardinals right away 6-1. 48-4 if he gets four runs.
48-4.
And the Cardinals almost come back and won that game. Isn't that amazing? How about the West? You called this. The Giants are for real.
Of course they're for real.
My
fans out there and all baseball fans, they know that Frisco, everything goes through Frisco.
Everything's going through Frisco.
Everything goes through Frisco, and that's the same concept as in the American League right now, where I don't see one damn team that I'm going to say goes through anything there, because it's up. It's still up on the American League, but National League West, San Francisco is tell me this.
Yeah.
Puig.
This.
Okay. He hit the ball against my Reds.
Yep.
And he thinks it's going out.
Right.
It hit the wall.
Yep.
He takes off now.
Right.
He gets a single out
right.
of it. The following night, they bench him.
No,
by the way,
they benched him right there. They took him out in the sixth inning.
They took him out in the sixth inning. But
Great move by the coach.
Let's be honest here.
Great move.
The guy did score there, too. He slid head first in the home plate.
Yeah, so what?
So what I'm saying is he came back, gave everything he had, and the following night, this is where I think I'm so interested in thinking, what's he going to say on this, okay?
Okay.
Now, Jimbo, the following night, all the way up to the seventh inning, all right?
Okay.
They put him on the shelf.
Right.
He's not. Now, Why can't you keep him on the shelf if you're trying to make a point? Why have him come out for a pinch hit?
Well,
I don't understand the concept.
Well, I think it's the whole make your point, building back up a little bit.
When you say you're going to bench him for one game, you bench him for one game. You don't say what does that mean then? If I need you, I'll use you. You're not showing anything.
I agree.
You're not showing any discipline to the fans. That was for the fans. That call was for the fans, where he said, you know what, I'm going to bench you. And all the fans said, yeah, thank you. He thought of us there. Why should he stand there and watch when he could have been at second base?
Well, I'm not in his shoes, and nobody knows about the conversations that have gone in the past. And we can all sit around and talk about what we would or wouldn't do, right? But that being said, fortunately or unfortunately, however you look at this and whichever side of the equation you're on, this guy's job is to win baseball games. And if he doesn't win baseball games, he gets fired. Now, I think.
Well, then don't go through this. I'm all about baseball and stuff like that. You know,
I'm just being honest with you.
Keeping the integrity of the sport,
I agree.
The integrity for the fans and so forth. Well, don't give me all that when you're bringing him in the seventh inning, the pinch hit.
MLB doesn't even know where they stand on the integrity of the sport. They want to change all these rules, which, by the way, was a big hit with all our fans. They love the conversation Monday. Here's what I don't understand. Nobody wants these rule changes. Why are they doing it?
Yeah, why aren't they pushing it?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Why are they saying it's too long?
It's almost like they have to do something.
No, I'll tell you what it's like. This is completely the owners saying, you know what, we got our $50, $60 a ticket, seventh inning, I can't serve any more booze or anything else. You know what, I'm done with them. Send them on home. They're a nuisance to me now. Let's make this game shorter.
But wait a minute. Let's go to the other side. The whole purpose is to get them there to sell them the expensive beers and hot dogs and all that kind of stuff.
Up to the seventh inning.
Yeah, but my point is then you need to make the innings last longer.
Well, yeah, I agree with you.
That's what I'm saying. It's the opposite. The owners should be going to them going, hey, dummy, we want the games to last longer.
And people are very happy to do that as well. You know, if you're coming to a ball game, I enjoy sitting there, and I'm hoping it goes to 13, 14 extra innings.
I've never, ever, 46 years old, I've never, ever heard somebody complain about the length of a baseball game. Now, I will tell you that people talk about, like, in the playoffs, how long the games are. Whose fault is that? That's the networks, right? All the commercials and everything that goes on with it. But the reality of it is I've never one time heard somebody complain baseball's too long. Now, this is somebody's brainchild of the youth of today, they can't stay focused long enough to watch a baseball game, and that's why we're losing them.
Are you kidding me?
That is what it is. Now, I will say this. That's not
our fault.
Well,
you're the parent that's buying them all those video games.
Well, I was going to say, it's not the amount of time. There's so many other things to do.
God, I'm so
ruining our game. Right now. Here's my thing. So in my opinion, ruining our game is not going to help. You can't rob Peter to pay Paul here. You can't make the game. I'm telling you, and I would love for somebody to argue against this on me, and don't give me the what's right is right crap. Replay is ruining sports. It is ruining sports.
Now, there's two. It's a double-sided.
Okay,
I'd love to hear it. How many times has a ref blown a call too? It's okay.
Let them blow one every now and again. Big deal.
You would have been another World Series champion against Kansas City.
And I can tell you this. Hang on. Here's what I can tell you. And Here's what nobody thinks about. I want everybody in the 80s to think about this. And think about it like realistically and have an honest, open mind. I will trade, and I guarantee you this, I will trade every banger that Ozzie Smith got at first because he made a great play for that one bad call.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know that if they went back and looked at every replay, I guarantee you there were probably a percentage of the guys that were safe on some of the plays Ozzie Smith made. It's a known fact in baseball. You want to talk about unwritten rules?
Was in the World Series, man. It's a little different
that.
from all these games you're talking about, individual plays by Ozzie.
For the excitement of the game and the nostalgia and the legendary status, I will live with that bad call. And it's a great water cooler thing to talk about is the bad call and where we're going. But the reality of it is, I will take it. I will live with it, and I will have fun with it all so that I can enjoy the excitement that came with watching Ozzie Smith dive for a ball in the hole, pop to his knees, throw the ball across the diamond, and see a bang-bang play at first, and the guy was out every time. Whereas I guarantee you, today, he'd make that play, 45,000 people would stand up going crazy, he'd run off the field, and we would have to stop every time and wait and see if there's going to be a replay. It would suck. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Think about it.
I don't want to think about it because in Pittsburgh right now, there was a gal standing, one of their cheerleaders or something.
Yeah.
It said, raise the Jolly Roger on the back of her shirt.
Yeah.
I kept trying to get you to turn over and see that one time, and you didn't see it.
What do you want to?
Raise the Jolly Roger.
You know what that means, right?
It's a ship, but you know, you could. I mean, wearing that little shorts there. I mean, that's nice.
Are you trying to say your job?
They're giving the sexual innuendo. I'm not doing anything on this. I'm just saying there's a girl, a hot blonde, that had a shirt on that said "Raise the Jolly Roger." I'm looking at this as being something else on the Roger.
Was your Jolly Roger raised?
Mine was raised, and I wanted you to see the shirt as well.
Don't we have a rewind here?
There's one. Here's my other one. Get home. Oh, there's my guy.
You know what just happened there, though, don't you?
That wasn't your guy.
No. You know what just happened there, don't you?
What?
You just lost your save situation.
I did. I had a save in the bank.
Yeah, you sure did. Now you know what you got?
You village idiot. I can't believe you did that.
Isn't that amazing, the world of fantasy, how it makes you look at how the games go?
Yeah, because I didn't even think about that aspect, boom, here I am.
You actually watch a baseball game and don't want a team
to
score.
There's so many different intricates of this game.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, we had a lot of feedback on the show, and I do appreciate it. And I agree with everybody else. I mean, like I said, I don't understand why they want to change all these rules. I don't understand what's so broken about baseball. I can give you a few things that are broken if you want to fix them, but let's not be a bunch of complainers.
I tell you
bitches,
who's broke.
Right? Who's broke?
I tell you who's broke. Who's this broke? Is an interesting story. Every July 1st, you know what happens?
July 1st.
Every July 1st, you're going to love this one.
We get ready for July 4th parties.
All right, forget about it. What's every July 1st,
okay.
Bobby Bonilla gets a paycheck from the Mets for $1,193,248.20. July 1st, something pops up like that, a check pops up, and guess how long this continues?
It's a while. Is it? It's
2035, Jimbo.
God.
2035.
Well, to put it in perspective.
I'd like my check, please.
To put it in perspective, I want to say that isn't there all every time this rolls around, isn't there always a. Now, not now because they've signed some guys and they're getting better, but wasn't it for a while he was like the highest paid outfielder on the team or something like that? Wasn't that cool?
That's Bobby Bonilla.
And hey, let me. Interesting thing about Bonilla. You know his place in Cardinal history? You know what it is?
No.
If Bobby Bonilla doesn't pull a hamstring at the end of spring training, we may never know who Albert Pujols is.
Yeah. Come on, man. Bobby Bonilla had his best years probably in Pittsburgh?
For sure.
Pittsburgh.
But hang on. He goes to New York, whatever. Comes here. I mean, they're paying him nothing when he comes here, right? Tony La Russa was dead set on Bobby Bonilla. Albert Pujols has a great spring training, but he is going to send him back down, and Bobby Bonilla pulls a hamstring like the last day of spring training. What if Albert Pujols goes down, is mentally upset, hits 200, we never hear from him again?
Oh, well, same thing could be said about in football, Trent Green.
I understand that.
Goes down, and then you got what's his name, Bible boy in
I
there.
I understand that. So my point is, how many times do you think this has happened in the past?
Right.
There's probably guys out there that, amazing stuff. No, that's good stuff. I love that because
it just
shows you how much money there is in baseball. But let's change it.
Let's change it by making someone very humble to the game now.
Okay, I want
to
hear
that. How
about
Vin Scully? He won't be calling the All-Star game. This is his last year. He says, it's not about me. It's not about me. I don't want to overshadow the players that are playing that night. I shouldn't do. Fox asked him to announce the game. He said, I'm not going to. Respect for the players. I'm not a player. He said, I'll never be a Kobe Bryant.
But I think he should do it.
I totally agree.
I can appreciate his humbleness.
For you young people out there that don't know Vin Scully, this guy was, to me, cat's ass. He was one of the best. He was one of the best announcers, and this is last year, and God, I'd love hearing him.
Well, and to that point, I think what is lost in baseball sometimes is that romantic side of it. And, you know, my suggestion would be to always allow your kids, make them or whatever, but encourage them to listen to the game through the voice of some of these great announcers. Now, obviously, you had the guy in Cincinnati, was it Harvey Brenneman? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. phenomenal. Jack Buck here.
Harry Carey. I mean, these guys are not just announcers. They're part of the
fabric.
City.
What
the city represents. The Jack Bucks, my God, man.
Well, it's the way that they talk about it and the way they describe it. I can remember being a kid and listening to Cardinal games, and I felt like I was there.
Mike Shannon and Jack Buck, God bless these two, man, when they were together. And now Mike Shannon does that on his own, and he's still top-notch. And just imagine if Jack was there.
Well, go back to the Blues. When I was a kid, I loved Dan Kelly.
Oh, Dan Kelly, man.
I loved Dan Kelly. I mean, and you know
what? He shoots, he scores!
And it was an amazing experience to listen to him and the way he was so passionate about, obviously he was passionate about the Blues, but he was passionate about the game and the way it, I mean, he would let it overtake his emotion, which I think was great.
That's beautiful.
And you know what was a great tribute was when Brett Hull arrived, obviously Dan Kelly had passed from cancer. So he never got to, you know, everybody used to say, wouldn't it be awesome to have Dan Kelly calling all these goals? Because, you know, he shoots, he scores. You're right. That was his big thing. He shoots, he scores. I'll never forget they did a thing on KMOX one time as like a tribute to Dan Kelly. They did like all of Hull, like they did Hull's goals.
And then they Dan Kelly.
Yeah, so like you'd hear this, and he comes around the way, and then he shoots, he scores. You know, it was unbelievable. And I got, look at that. Look at the goosebumps right now.
It's nice.
You know, so. But that's my
thing. You are really tanned up by the way, from the bleacher section?
From the bleacher section, yes, from the bleacher section.
Boy.
You
got to protect yourself from the sun.
That's right. If any sunscreen companies would like to advertise, info@bleacherbumpodcast.com. Beer companies as well. We drink a lot of beer. We eat a lot of popcorn and hot dogs. Hunter, you're out there. Anheuser-Busch, you're out there. Give us a call. Coppertone. Okay, so. Now,
every beer company. How's that sound?
Oh, Anheuser-Busch, give us a call. We want to go with the king.
Beer company is more than welcome.
I'll go with the king. So anyway, they're going to own them all for us. It's all over with. So.
All right. Till that day then.
Okay.
Don't shoot us
But
in
you
the
know,
foot.
Hey, my favorite bleacher moment, though, and there's nothing better than sitting in the bleacher, especially with my buddy next to me watching a baseball game. But I got to sit in a different kind of bleachers and watch a game last weekend. My son, who I coach, played for somebody else.
Is he a starter?
Well, believe me, he's
one of those coaches. Huh?
No. I challenge
one
you
of those coaches.
Anybody. He's not shown any favoritism.
All right,
he played for another team, and I got to just sit and watch in the bleachers. It was the greatest weekend. Just sitting there watching, didn't have to worry about nothing, didn't have to organize nothing. Just got to enjoy watching him play. It was awesome. It was that same feeling of going to a game and just watching and being able to enjoy it, and it was awesome. But that's where the tan's coming from, pal, for sure, the bleachers.
Why do they have my guy in here now?
I don't know.
I could get blown up. I got nothing, nothing to gain
from
this.
Nothing good ever comes of this.
Usually. Nothing.
Nothing good ever comes of this.
I don't understand this. Get him back in the dugout. I got to have a talk.
Take him out. Anyway,
Melanchon's in the game, folks. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, he's my save guy.
Melanchon, Melanson, whatever.
Melanson, Melanchon, it's all the same thing. He's a save guy for Pittsburgh, and I like him, and he's on my team.
Well, he's on your team.
He's on my
bit,
team.
A little bit.
Against Goldie. Okay. Goldschmidt's up. Oh, God.
And this guy,
this
let me tell you.
This is not good. I got a bad feeling about this one.
Well. What do you think?
Well, I think it's been another good show, man. Vince Scully, All-Star. We talked about Bonilla. You think we could work for him or something?
What do you think?
Bonilla's got some dough you stashed away.
Maybe we should have him on.
There's no way a guy like that can be broke and say, I spent all my money.
It's kind of hard.
Why, wait till July 1st. You'll get another one coming.
It's kind of hard to be broke. Let's get him on the show. He's got a free time.
You know what, though? I heard Daryl Strawberry's in St. Charles.
He moved. He was living over there.
We could have got him.
We probably still could.
And we got to get anyone out there that's got any connection to any ball players or anything like that, let us
know. Send them
man.
Our way. We'd like to have them on. We want to hear what they have to say and what their vision is. I'd love to get some of their opinions on some of these rule changes.
Not only rule changes, but also the fact that you don't want a guy like Jim sitting next to you saying we're going to lose.
Oh,
who
God,
the hell wants that?
You know what?
I don't want
Forgive
that.
Me for being honest.
Here
we go. We're back.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So, hey, next week.
Hey.
Be prepared.
Hold
it's
on,
coming.
Though. Hold what? On. We didn't. Did we give any plug out to Amazon?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh,
but hey, you go ahead again.
Well, folks, again, if you love our show, and they can find us at
BleacherBumsPodcast.com.
Just go to that site, and on your right-hand side, you'll see a little Amazon button. Click it. You won't see us again. And I remember, you can shop whatever you want. Be like a Bernie Sanders fan. $4, $3, $5, it doesn't matter. $26, whatever you
$100,
want. $100. $100,
yeah. You know, whatever.
Shop away, and you won't see us again, and we get a little love back. And, again, you can find us on iTunes as well.
Hey, we got to send a get well shout out to our boy Coop. He's under the weather.
Yeah. What happened to him? I guess his guy Stanton is kind of injured, and now he's been trying to trade him to everybody. He called me during a Blues game, or texted me.
Tried to trade you a hurt player?
Yeah. Can you believe that, Weasel?
Did you call him out on it?
No, I said, hey, I'm watching a Blues game, and there's no way I'd do it. He wanted my Polanco. He wants Marte, the guy in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he wanted another save guy with it for Stanton.
For a guy that's hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't care. He has no feeling. He's cold-blooded.
Kind of buddy that is. There,
he's
boy.
Cold-blooded.
He's out to win.
He's a cold-blooded animal.
He's out to win.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope he feels better, Coop. Feel better. The masses need your knowledge because, obviously, if you look at my team, I don't have any.
All right.
I don't have any.
Dork. Hey, folks. Catch us next week.
Yeah, catch us next week. We will have, again, we jumped the gun a little. We're going to have the whole contest ironed out. It's going to be better than we even advertised at first. But I'm telling you guys are going to be real excited about it.
But, again, it's all about you guys participating. And
absolutely.
When you participate, it works a lot better. I'll tell you that right
absolutely.
Now. Absolutely. They might pull the plug if you guys don't participate.
Yeah, we need you to participate.
That's all we're asking.
It's a profit deal.
All right. That'll do it, huh?
Yeah, great. Have a great weekend.
You too, partner.
All right. See you next week.
Take care.